subway train. You call another shot. You strip a lightning. You're in love.
You're listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a safe and fantastic Friday. And may you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Okay, we've been talking about this special announcement all day long. What in the world? Well, it is big, big, fun, fun stuff. ESPN 105.1 The Zone is the newest affiliate for the Atlanta Falcons. So starting with their third preseason game, which will be August 25th in Miami, you can hear the Falcons right here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. They close out the preseason against Jacksonville on September 1st, and then the regular season for the Falcons starts September 11th against Tampa Bay. We're certainly all excited about that, and it is a pleasure to welcome in on the Hardee's Hotline the voice of the Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham. Wes, how are you today?
David, Jay, thank you very much for having me, and what a thrill it is to have ESPN 105.1 in Chattanooga as our brand new Falcons radio affiliate, and we look forward to being in the area on your great signal.
Well, certainly have a lot of Falcons fans, no shortage of those in this area, and so everybody here at ESPN 105.1 The Zone is quite tickled as well. Wes, how do you get a pulse on this year's team, given just what a unique year last season was with the 5-0 start and the struggling finish, but then there was that late season win over Carolina, the only team to beat Carolina in the regular season?
Yeah, it was kind of a real up and down deal. You know, they got off to a great start, and everybody thought, you know, my goodness, look at the schedule. They might go to 9-0, and all of a sudden they slipped, and then they couldn't get back up for four or five ball games. And at the end, I thought they did show some momentum, and it may not have resulted in wins. They did get the great win against Carolina at the Georgia Dome. But this is a team and a franchise, really, that's done a pretty good job of flipping the roster, especially on defense in the last 2 years. We were noting last night during the preseason win against Washington that when training camp started, only two guys listed as linebackers were on the roster a year ago when training camp started. And that was Brooks Reed and Paul Warlow, because Vic Beasley a year ago was listed as a defensive end. And now, obviously, he's playing a little bit of linebacker, but a lot more at the left defensive end spot. So that alone tells you just how much they've kind of renovated the roster. But the one thing I can tell you about a year ago that has carried over to this year is this is as fast a Falcon football team as I think Dave Archer, who does the games with me, he and I have seen in the 13 years we've been fortunate to be on the air here.
You mentioned, you touched on last night's game against the Redskins. I mean, it is exhibition, so you can only glean so much, but I mean, it was a 23-17 win for Atlanta in a game it led 23-3. Well, did you learn anything new about the team that you didn't know 24 hours ago?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know that I learned anything new other than they are as fast in game-type situations as they have been in practice. I think I got a couple things confirmed, speed being one of them. The second is I think the back end of the roster is going to be pretty interesting as they work their way to the final 53, because you've got some veteran guys who have obviously played a lot of football in some areas, and some here in Atlanta, Eric Weems being one of them. And they're clearly, you know, jobs that are in the balance. I think there's two or three interesting stories as it relates to special teams. The second is, you know, I really want to see Keon O'Neill, the first-round pick out of Florida. He did not play last night. I'm hoping he's able to play Thursday night at Cleveland or in the ball game that your guys' coverage starts when we're playing Miami and Orlando, because I think Neal needs to play so we can see just how athletic he is with the two new linebackers and Deion Jones out of LSU, who they took in the second round, the fourth round pick Devondre Campbell out of Minnesota. The other part about it is there's the combination of Freeman and Coleman is a lot better in year two than it was in year one. It seemed to be kind of unconventional, and now more guys, both guys have more maturity. Both guys have a sense of, I guess, what it's like to be a pro. I thought they both ran well last night. And obviously they want to see the, you know, people want to see, and I'm no different. I want to see the offensive continuity continue to improve. We didn't see a very good effort out of the first team offense last night in their two series of ball, but I'm hoping that progresses as the preseason moves along too.
You're listening to Wes Durham, the voice of the Atlanta Falcons, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone, which will be the new home of Atlanta Falcons football here in Chattanooga.
Wes, you mentioned the rookie Neal. You mentioned the speed on defense. For Falcons fans, could you really go back about 3 years and watch what Dan Quinn was doing with Seattle and kind of emulate what he's wanting to do here in Atlanta?
You know, it's funny you bring that up because the last day of minicamp before they broke for their summer, Arch and I were standing on the sideline at minicamp watching guys, and it was funny because you catch yourself knowing Dan Quinn's history in Seattle, and you say, well, you know, this guy right here is like Bruce Irvin. This guy here is like Michael Bennett.
Right.
Keanu Neal, he's kind of like Cam Chancellor,
right.
You know? I mean, he kind of fits the box and so on and so forth. And Trufant's like Richard Sherman and so forth. But, yeah, you do see a tremendous carryover from his days in Seattle to what he's trying to do now here in Atlanta. And the one thing you know about Seattle is it's not just one guy. Yeah, they've got really good football players, and they got a lot of Pro Bowl guys, but it's still not just one guy that really does the damage for them. It's a collective deal. And that's the thing when I talk about the renovation of the roster, especially on defense, I think that's the biggest carryover I've seen so far from Seattle to Atlanta is the fact that he's willing to make this a group, as Arch likes to say, 16 starters. Because really, in the National Football League, a little bit more like we're seeing in the college game, you're only as good as your sub package might be on down and distance. And I think that's the one thing about Atlanta last night. A year ago, guys would make catches, and they'd run 5-6 yards after they made the catch. Last night, when guys made catches, they tended to be on the ground pretty quick after they caught it. And to me, that was a really good sign of their development.
And we're so fortunate to have you and as you call him, Arch. Y'all have been doing it together for 14 years. Do you feel a little like a married couple where you kind of have to fight not finishing each other's sentences sometimes? I mean, you've got great chemistry in the booth, but sometimes – I'm not going to say complacent, but you guys, it is such a connection. I'm curious if there's still some challenges with that.
No, we're really good friends. We play some golf in the off season, and you know, we're very fortunate. Dave and I both are a part of college packages, albeit different ones in the ACC. He does the Raycom package on the ACC network, and I do the package that airs on Fox Sports South. So we're both flying to try and get to wherever the Falcons are going to be on Sunday. And we've always had a very close friendship, and that's really helped us in the booth. And you know, last night somebody remarked during the break, said, you guys sound like you're in mid-season form, and I guess we've just kind of fallen into a rhythm. But he's a great joy to work with. He really understands the game. I mean, a lot of guys know the game. Very few can communicate it as effectively as David does. So we have a lot of fun, and we've had more ups and downs, although we've had some downs now. You don't do the NFL and not go through a tough season here or there, but I think we're both excited to kind of see how this thing turns against a division that did not back up, guys. I mean, the NFC South, nobody got worse in the offseason. I mean, Carolina went 15-1. Tampa's really improved. They've added a lot of guys. You know, Atlanta's done some nice things. New Orleans is the only one that's of interest to me because they're still really handcuffed by the salary they've got to pay Drew Brees, and I'm curious as to how that's going to finally shake itself loose under Mickey Loomis, their GM's guidance here in the next couple, 3 weeks.
You're listening to the voice of the Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. ESPN 105.1 is the new home of the Atlanta Falcons. If you had to pinpoint your top concern area, what would it be?
Oh, good question. I still think it's pass rush. Atlanta only had 16 sacks last year. You know, there's some guys in the NFL that came within a shadow of matching that number. I'd like to see Atlanta be a lot more efficient getting to the quarterback. I think they've got a chance, but they got to show it to people. So my biggest concern here right now, after even one preseason game, is still their ability to rush the quarterback.
And then how strange is it that this is the final year of the Georgia Dome? Is that just so hard to believe?
It is strange, but I got to be honest with you guys. It got a little jaded for me because Wednesday afternoon we had a chance to tour Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And I got to tell you, it's an absolute palace. I think people are really going to be taken back with the fan experience that that they're going to provide you. But the Georgia Dome has had some unbelievable moments. I know if you were able to see a game there this year, particularly a Falcons game, they're going to do a lot of things to remember great moments in Georgia Dome history, not just Falcon games, but some unbelievable other games that have occurred there, you know, that type thing. So, but it's been a great building, but this is a production business, a lot like winning games for coaches is a production business. It's a production business for cities and for teams and the professional level to kind of stay in focus. And Atlanta's going to be a very fortunate city here starting in the next couple of years. They're going to get the college football playoff championship game in 1 year, a Super Bowl the next year, and the Final Four the year after that. They're going to become the first American city to pull off what I call the hat trick. Those three events in three consecutive years, and nobody else has ever done it. So Mercedes-Benz Stadium, a lot is expected, but I think a lot will be delivered once it's open, too, after seeing it the other day.
And, Wes, of course, in addition to being the voice of the Falcons, you also do some ACC football telecast on Fox Sports Net. What's the ACC going to do? Are they going to stay at eight conference games, or do you think they'll step forward to nine?
Well, the athletic directors came off their conference call this morning, and no surprise, as you guys know, following today's college athletics, they've elected to table the discussion.
Yes.
So there's a big shock. I think that ultimately they will go to nine. But I'll share with you this briefly, David and Jay, in this light. The ACC has four schools that already play a year-end rivalry game: Georgia Tech, Florida State, Louisville, and Clemson. They play those year-end rivalry games, ironically, against SEC teams.
Right.
And I think what happens is those other schools in this league, the other 10, if you will, and hell, I'll throw in Notre Dame for fun if you want to, but I think those other 10 schools have got to go find that consistent year-end game or maybe two games. And I think nine conference games actually helps those four other schools. Now, we all know that your schedule is going to have to be rock solid if you want to get in the playoff. But I think the ACC understands the value of nine now. And quite frankly, I think some fans want to see nine. I think we're all souring as college football fans the fact we don't get to see to tell the truth games every Saturday. They're still, and I know in the SEC you guys probably talk about it on your show, at the end of November, the week before the end of the regular season, you tend to see that cupcake U show up. And that's something that concerns a lot of people in college football, especially with the stakes that are in play now and the way this game is staged.
All right, now, Wes, when we have guests like you on, we love to close with a rapid fire first thing off the top of the head. You ready to play?
Okay. Let's go.
All right, your favorite Falcons victory as a broadcaster?
Oh, Carolina Panthers last year, just because it knocked them from their pedestal. I mean, it was although the playoff win over the Seahawks a couple of years ago and Matt Bryant kicked the field goal at the horn would be right there behind it.
What's your personal best of varsity chili dogs?
Since I grew up in North Carolina, I'm a slaw guy.
Okay.
So I'm about slaw and mustard and onions, and I'm not as much a chili guy as people would anticipate me being. I'm more about the slaw.
Okay.
So I'm more slaw, onions, and spicy mustard.
All right, what's your PR there?
My PR there?
Your personal best on a slaw dog down the street from Tech.
No. When you came to work here in 1995, the first thing you were told is don't ever do more than one. So I limit myself to one a visit. How's that?
Fair enough.
The player on the Falcons roster that nobody's talking about right now but should.
Devondre Campbell, linebacker from Minnesota. He's got dreadlocks out of the back of his helmet that hang down to the middle of his back. He runs around pretty good, and he's one of those guys that I like to tell folks makes you sound good on radio.
Who was more impressive as a broadcaster, Julio Jones in the NFL or Calvin Johnson in the flats?
Wow. Well, Calvin Johnson, pound for pound, is the greatest player in Georgia Tech football history, in my opinion. Both have the unique characteristic when they step on the practice field at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they want to be better at 6:15. But Calvin will always have a special place in my heart because I got to know him as a 17-year-old high school senior. And the fact that he retired from the NFL and is going to enroll in classes here next week at Georgia Tech to finish his degree says something about him.
All right, now my older brother went to UNC, and I for years had a cassette tape of the 63-62 win over Georgetown that was done by some guy you may know named Woody Durham. I'm curious, did you have the exact same cassette tape?
Yes, I did, and in fact, 4 years ago, I got my dad's broadcast of each of Carolina's national championship games synced up to the video on DVD.
Nice.
So I now own all of his – well, my dad now owns all of his national championship games on DVD with his radio call.
And finally, I met you about 17 years ago at the George O'Leary event, and I won – no kidding. I won the grand prize, which was a Scotty Cameron putter made by Scotty Cameron, and you offered me $500 as I was walking to go claim it. And I said, I had no idea what it was, so I said, well, I'm not going to take that because if he's going to offer it to me sight unseen, I now got kids. You is that offer still good, Wes?
No, because I've got my own. And
fair enough, my man. Fair enough.
Wes, listen, thank you so much for joining us. We are so excited here at ESPN 105.1 The Zone to be teaming up with the Atlanta Falcons and cannot wait for that to start August 25th against the Dolphins down in Orlando. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Anytime, guys. Great to have you aboard, and I look forward to coming back on with you again in the fall. And it's fun to visit with you, and great to have 105.1 The Zone on board, okay?
Great. Thank you, Wes.
You bet. Take care.
All right. The voice of the Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham, joining us here on Press Row as ESPN 105.1 The Zone is your new home for Falcons football here in Chattanooga. 648-1051 is the Hardee's Hotline. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.